Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Idyas, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. And now, to man sagt es, Nazir. If someone's makabel upon himself to be a Nazir, it is usa during his days of Naziris to eat or drink anything that comes out of grapes. It's also usa of him to shave his hair and to come into contact with Mason. Now, Stam Naziris, that's when a person says a rainy Nazir, but he didn't give us a specific time. So the understanding is he means for a 30-day period. If he said longer than that, then he has to hold the days of Naziris up until the amount of time that he committed himself to. After he was mashlim his days of his Naziris, he shaves his hair, then he brings whatever carbon is necessary. If he becomes tameh in the middle of these days of Naziris, he loses all the days that he counted, and after he becomes tar from his tumah, he has to bring a carbon and start counting again. Chazal were guys that whoever enters into Chutz Laretz becomes Tamei B'Tumas Meis. That's called Tumas Eretz Amim. And therefore, if someone takes upon himself to become a Nazir outside of Eretz Yisrael, we have a problem. Midrabanan, you're Tamei Tumas Meis. The reason Chazal were guys are Tumah stepping out of Eretz Yisrael is because in those days he used to bury people anywhere. In Eretz Yisrael, they were careful. Now, whatever the reason is for Tumas Eretz Amim, one day you'll learn all the sugyos and the Gemara that discusses why Chazal were guys of the Tum. But Lamais, just by being in Chutz Laretz, he is Tamei, Midrabanan. So how could you be a Nazir and at the same time be Tamei Meis Midrabanan? How does it work? So therefore Chazal said, he's Mechuyev Midrabanan to go up to Eretz Yisrael to fulfill his Nazirus in a state of Tahara. So let's see our Mishnah again. Perik Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Misha Nadar, someone made a neder when he was in Chutz La'aretz, because Naziris is a kind of a neder. Naziris Merubah, in other words, he made a neder he would be a Nazir for more than 30 days. The Hishlam Naziris, and he finished his days of Naziris, he was very careful to do everything right in Chutz La'aretz. V'yachar kach ba La'aretz, afterwards he comes to Eretz Yisrael to be makar of his karbonos. Beis Shammai, Yoimin, the Beis Shammai say, Nazir Shloshim Yom. You can't just bring your carbon. You're going to have to be a Nazir here in Eretz Yisrael for at least 30 days. This is a Knas. And we say you can't just go straight to the carbon. You have to at least do a 30-day Naziris. Even though his Naziris that he was Makabal upon himself and that Itaka held was longer than 30 days. Ubas Hillaim, you're being too lenient on it. Remember, we're still looking at lists where the Beis Shammai are lenient and the Beis Hillaim are machmir, different than in most of Shas. The Basil say Nazir Batchila. No, start counting again. In other words, if you took upon yourself to be a Nazir for 6 months, now you're not going to just get away with 30 days. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to start again a full 6 months, even though you already adhered to the halachis of Naziris for 6 months in Chutz Laretz. Now, minatern, he was Yoitzes Chi of Naziris. But because technically you were Tomei Meis Midrabonon, the Rabbanon were Masakin. Just for being in Chutz Laretz, you become Tamei Meis. Therefore, the Chachamim gave him a Knas. They have to start from scratch and do it B'Tahara in Eretz Yisrael. Now the B'Shamai say, look, so we're punishing him. We're saying, got to do at least 30 days of Naziris. But not all the days of Naziris that he accepted upon himself. But the Basil say, no, whatever you accepted upon yourself. The Basil Oimrim Nazir Batchila. In other words, your days of Naziris and Chutz Laretz count for nothing. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Misha Yoshtei Kite, this person had two groups. Kita is a group, like in Chassidus Yeshivas, they go Kita Aleph, Kita Beis, Kita Gimel, instead of first grade, second grade. Misha Yoshtei Kite Eidim Me'idas Aisei. Two groups of Eidas were testifying about one person. Eilu Me'idim Shenod Ashtai. Two Eidim from one group were testifying that he was makabel upon himself, two Naziris. In other words, they say, we heard him say, Hareini Nazir Shtei Naziris, which means that he counts 30 days, take a break, finishes what a Nazir has to do at the end of his Naziris, shaves his hair. During the 30 days, he wasn't allowed to shave his hair. Now he has to shave his hair, bring his karbanos, then he starts counting another 30 days. The Elu Me'idim, but the other group of Eidim testify, Shenadar Chamesh. They say, we heard him say, that he's going to do five Naziros. So one group of Eidah says he said twice. One group says he said five times. What does this person himself say? He claims that he didn't say anything. Beshamayim and the Beshamay say, we're going to believe him. Believe him, but there are Eidim. Yeah, but there are two groups of Eidim that are contradicting each other. One says they heard him say twice. The other says they heard him say five times. So as a result, Nechlek ha-Eidos. The Eidos is divided. They're contradicting each other. So the Eidos is batal. And the result is that he ain't kind of Naziris. There's no Naziris at all. Ubasilam, the Basil say, wait a second. Yesh b'chwal chamish shtayim. Within five, there are two. What's five? It's 2 + 2 + 1. So in other words, it's not like the Eidim are contradicting each other. Both Eidim agree that he at least said it twice. But one group of Eidim says another three times. That's where there's a contradiction about the other three times. Because one says two, the other says five. But two, they both agree on. So therefore, she nazir shtayim. Twice. He will have to go through the process of Naziris. Okay, so this person was makabel upon himself to be a Nazir. And we explained that during a time a person is a Nazir, he can't eat or drink anything that comes out of grapes. He cannot shave his hair, cannot be metame himself lemesa. Stam is saying when a person says a Reni Nazir, it means for how long? Do you remember? 30 days, unless he says more. Now, saying more could mean he was makabel upon himself several times to be a Nazir for 30 days. It could also mean that he wants a Naziris of more than 30 days. After he finishes his days of Naziros, he shaves his hair, he brings a carbon, actually several carbonas. If he becomes tummy in the middle, he loses the days that he counted. So after he's metire himself from his tumma, he brings a special carbon, special carbonas, and he has to start again. Then we said the Chacham were guys, anyone who enters chutz la'aretz becomes tummy tumas meis, that's a tumma derabonan called tumas eretz ha'amim. So if someone makes a neder that he's a Nazir in chutz la'aretz, how does this work? How could you be a Nazir and be Tamei? So he's mechuyev to come up to Eretz Yisrael to fulfill his Naziros b'Tahara. And here's the machlokes b'Shamei b'Sil. If a person, let's say, accepted upon himself to be a Nazir more than 30 days, finishes Naziros and Chutz La'aretz comes up to Eretz Yisrael, the B'Shamei say, okay, we agree what you did was wrong. Can't have Naziros and Chutz La'aretz. There's a Tumah m'Drabanan. So now that you're in Eretz Yisrael, you can't go straight to your Karbanis yet. You have to be a Nazir here for 30 days. The Beis Hillel say, no. You can't let him off that easy. He has to start all the days of Naziris again. And this person was makabel upon himself more than 30 days. Let's say he was makabel upon himself 6 months. He has to start all the 6 months again once you get to Eretz Yisrael. Then we had the following case. We have two groups of Eidim. One says, we heard him say that he accepts upon himself two sets of Naziris. In other words, two standard 30-day terms of Naziris. The other group of Eidim say, he said five Naziris. B'Shamay say, look, one group says two, the other group says five. He says nothing. We have no Eidim over here. We have two groups of Eidim that contradict each other. They become batel, and there's no Naziris at all. The Beis Hillel say, wait a second. They're not totally contradicting each other. One group says he said it twice, the other group says he said it five, so both agree that he said it at least twice. The contradiction is only in regard to the extra three. So he should, according to the Beis Hillel, and again, add this to the list of exceptions of the Beis Hillel Machmir, he should be noeg at least the two Naziris.